Welcome to our 13th podcast episode. Today, videocast episode. I decided to record a video instead of just audio because this way we can have eye contact and also I can share some visual emotions with you, you know. So today I want to talk to you, actually share with you a story, you know, actually an experience that has happened to me when I decided a few stuff. And like this conclusion that I'm gonna bring to you might be a little bit salty, a little bit sour, salgada, ou um pouquinho desprazerosa, let's say, not very pleasant, however, truly necessary and might change your life if you start, let's say, putting it into practice, you know. So basically, when I was 18, I kind of decided that I would not follow the same path that my friends were following, you know, because I kind of noticed that they were going for like another direction that was different from mine and different from my values and perspectives. So, well, I decided that it was kind of, let's say, natural and not really like a well thought and planned decision, you know. I just kind of like felt like changing and I decided that, you know. Well, turns out they called me crazy, you know. They called me tons of names. And of course, as I was not following what was good for them or what they used to like, you know, I was not part of the community anymore, right? I was put out of the community. They expelled me from the community. And well, for some time I got sad, but afterwards I kind of percepted, realized it, figured out that that was the best decision that I could have made. So anyways, pretty cool with that. Then, you know, for the life or for the purpose or for the objective that I put to myself that I want to reach in my life, I also kind of percepted that there were some people around me, like, and I'm not saying just friends, like right now, for example, I'm also talking about family members, you know, that were not, let's say, really positive. I mean, please don't get me wrong, okay? I'm not saying that I don't love my family. I truly love my family. I'm very grateful for everything they did to me. And it would be very disrespectful if I didn't love them, didn't retribute them and everything, you know? But what I'm saying is that despite I love them, despite I'm very grateful to them, that does not mean that I have to follow them, do everything they have to do, you know? And bow to them and, let's say like, oh no, yes, you're right. Like, no, I have the right to say, no, you're wrong. I don't accept that. And I also don't need to be with them 24/7. 24 horas por dia, 7 dias por semana. So I also had to, let's say, get a little bit away of some family members. And, you know, again, nothing changed in my heart. Only I started investing my time better for myself, for my family, for my girls, you know. And again, you know, like, but this time with my family, but again, I was kind of called crazy. Like, why are you doing this? You don't need to do that. We're a family and etc. Don't do this with us and etc. And it's like, there was nothing wrong. You know, I didn't do anything to them. I just decided that I would take a different path, but I would keep visiting them. I just wouldn't spend as much time as I was used to spending, you know. So the point that I want to make here with you today is, you see, both decisions that I made, both decisions, they were not bad decisions. And they were not decisions that brought some, like anything actually, anything bad to my life or to my family. Both of them were great, fantastic decisions with great results, you know. Like a huge improvement in performance, a huge improvement of mental health as well, you know, a huge performance in terms of productivity, you know. And for people, I was wrong. And for people, I like, I should have done them. You know, I should have continued, kept in those environments, you know? So it's like your friend said, or are gonna say that you're wrong. And also the people that love you the most, your family, they are gonna say you're wrong as well. And like, you should not do this or you should not do that. You know, like, it's really crazy because the people that should appreciate, the people that should support you, incentivize you, they will both say you're crazy, you're wrong, and you should not do that. So the point is, be really careful with your environment. Be really extra careful with the environment that you are inserted in, the environment that is surrounding you and your family. Be very attentive, because it's not everybody that will say, hey, you're great, you're doing great, you're developing, you're learning, you're reading, you are exercising, you know, you are growing up, look at this, really productive. Please help me be productive like that. No, people are gonna judge you. People are gonna be mean, nasty, malvados at you. People are gonna curse you. Curse, C-U-R-S-E, curse, que não é curse. Curse é curso. Curse é amaldiçoar, xingar. People are gonna curse you, call you crazy, you know. But, like, you are the one that decide where you have to be or you should be, right? So be very extra attentive and careful and aware e consciente of the environment that surrounds and the environment that you are inserted in. Because, you know, for sure, being in a nice environment is what is gonna make you let's say, strive, que é ter sucesso, or fail, you know. Like, of course, you know, maybe if I didn't have, like, positive results, people would continue calling me crazy. Yes, that would be possible. But so that's why you must have certainty. You must be sure of what you want. What you want. You really want to develop your English. You really want to get away of basic two, pre-intermediate. Well, you have to do something, right? You have to say goodbye to old friends. You have to say goodbye to old habits that are not really powerful and positive for your life and positive for your objective. And yeah, you have to look for a new positive environment that supports this decision, that supports and brings positivity to let's say to push you, you know, to push you towards your objective. And fortunately, this is what we've been constructing together. You know, we've been building such a nice community over the YouTube classes, over Business Lingo, and over our Instagram followers. You know, it's super nice. And I'm quite sure, you know, that this environment is going to help lots of you, you know, study more, dedicate more. Because, you know, let's be honest, guys. Like, the competition nowadays, you know, look at the competition that we are talking about. Look at the competition that we're talking about, you know. Like, the competition or the people that are competing with you, they are also in this dilemma, you know. This dilemma that you are, this dilemma that I have been, you know. But right now, like, they were not, or they are not aware, eles não estão conscientes disso, but right now you are, you know, and you can make something different. You can choose your environment. So again, be extra really careful to the environment that surrounds you, in the next coming days, you know, the next few weeks, we have been building, you know, like, a community and something for us to, let's say, get together, get closer to each other and really share our thoughts, share our mind, speak our minds, you know, and help each other, push each other, because the environment is what really makes the whole difference in any circumstance, in your career, in your personal or professional objective, you know. So be with us. We are constructing a really nice environment, and yeah, be careful. But on the other hand, you know, keep pushing, you know, continue empurrando, continue se esforçando, because the competition, let's be honest, the competition is is really low. It's not that the competition is really low, but I would say ain't got no competition, you know. There's nobody working as hard as us. So let's work hard, you know, let's keep beating on the craft, like let's keep working hard, all right? That's it, thank you very much, and I'll talk to you, or maybe see you in the next episode.